Reverend Ted Pike is on with me. Hello, Reverend.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, and thanks for giving me a buzz here, because I didn't even think about this. We've got the Congress, and there was a little discrepancy. You thought that they were back in doing the dirty deeds to the country. The Congress assembled. I thought it was going to be tomorrow. I thought they were coming back tomorrow.
Yes, they actually are being sworn in tomorrow.
Okay. And we have something that's sitting on the front burner that they've been just dying to get across the American people. Well, actually, not for them, but to them, more importantly. And what might that be?
Well, it's the Federal Hate Crimes Bill, which was originally introduced in 1998. That's 10 years ago. And we have successfully defeated it five times in Congress, but it's pretty ominous now. This legislation, of course, is supported by Barack Obama and virtually all of the Democrats, and it's going to be a very difficult fight to keep that from being passed. And what I'm doing is typically going out and doing some proactive rousing up of the people, getting them ready to do massive calling and protest, because when this hate bill comes through this time, there's a very good chance it could go through very quickly. You see, the hate bill was passed last Congress in the House, in the Senate, and then finally, through a fluke of divine intervention, it was defeated in the final submission to the House. The House Democratic leadership didn't have the vote, and so it was defeated in the 110th Congress. But having gone through the House and the Senate and having been approved by them, there is no need for the heads of the House Judiciary or the Senate Judiciary to even hold hearings. They, through a simple voice vote, they can fast forward it to the docket in the House and the Senate. And what that means is, you see, the reason I'm trying to get a lead on this is because that hate bill could be introduced as early as this week. In fact, in the two previous Congresses, it was introduced within several days of Congress, the new Congress commencing. And what this means is it could be introduced, it could be submitted very quickly to the House Judiciary Committee, and literally within days, it could be voted on in the House of Representatives. The same thing could happen literally within days in the Senate Judiciary, going to a vote in the Senate. And if that happened, then it would be sailing toward Barack Obama's desk for final approval as a federal law.
And do we have any doubt if this is concocted and passed by the houses that Mr. Obama would not sign it?
He will sign it. He has promised to sign it. He has been a promoter and a co-signer of the hate bill during his term in the Senate. And so there's no doubt that he has dedicated himself, promised solemnly, that he wants a hate bill for America.
Wait a minute. Ted, why does he need one? There's no hate left in America. If we're gonna vote in a socialist / communist and a black man, what hate is he talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, the truth of the matter is the FBI registers something like 7,500 hate crimes annually in the United States, and that sounds pretty impressive. But you look at the actual percentages, and there's 13 million more conventional crimes, 7,500 so-called hate crimes. That's 1/15 of 1% of crimes in America are alleged hate crimes, and most of those are not really actual hate crimes. They're just, you know, words of intimidation and whatever.
But if they've got the medium to carry the propaganda, I mean, everybody in this country now believes that we have a crisis called global warming.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, the fact of the matter is, as I've said many times on your program, that there is no need for a federal hate bill. The Anti-Defamation League, who promotes this bill, the homosexual lobby, who militates for it, they all say that there's a huge epidemic of hate in America, and hate crimes send shockwaves of terror through whole communities, all kinds of hysterical language like this. It is true that the highest percentage of hate crime, bona fide hate crime, occurs among the gangs, especially in places like California, Los Angeles, where the blacks are banging on the Chicanos and vice versa. But typically, though, many of those crimes are not adjudicated as real hate crimes because they don't involve white Christian Americans. But if you get a white Christian America like Brett Van Aslin this last year in Illinois, who merely pushed over and accosting a drunken homosexual, then the media goes ballistic, saying that this is a terrible hate crime. Let's give the kid 3 years in prison for a hate crime in violation of the ADL's Illinois state hate crime.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ted. If you want the inhibitions of an old homosexual to disappear and him starting to grope younger men, yeah, just feed him a bunch of alcohol. You know, Ted, we have the idea here in America, and a lot of people are resisting this, and immediately, and this is how well the propaganda machine works, the minute that you mention white Christian America, all of a sudden you're a racist.
Yes, you are.
And even though the majority of people in this country are, in fact, white Christian Americans, you start talking about anything white, and you ain't all right. All of a sudden, you're a racist, and you have an agenda against people of color, or you have an agenda, and you're an absolute hater.
Yeah.
No, well, what we are is preservationists.
Right.
And we hate communism. We hate socialism. We hate people trying to tell us how we should conduct our lives in a country that gave so much to so many. And my problem with this, I don't care if you're a homosexual or not, as long as you practice it in the closet and not in the public schools, and you said it was just an alternative lifestyle that was okay and healthy. Yeah, the problem with this, folks, is that riding on the coattails of all these progressive ideas, same-sex marriages, promoting the idea that, well, we can't be prejudicial against anybody for their practices. And like I said before the break, you know what? Take a tip from Howard Stern. I don't care what you do with your body parts in the privacy of your own home. Does anybody believe that homosexuality is a new thing, that we've been victimized by this in the 20th century going into the 21st? No. Homosexuality is as old as mankind itself. Here's the difference. We now have a government that promotes and protects this abomination. And when I run across, Ted, I've never wanted to beat the crap out of a homo in my life. I will certainly counsel them if I can. I will pray for them if I must. But I've never accosted a homosexual before in my life. I see no need for it. I don't need to tie a chain around their neck and drag them behind a pickup truck to cleanse them. They're going to go to hell of their own accord, are they not?
Yes.
So what is the deal?
Well, the deal, of course, is that there are sinister forces behind the scenes who may seem like they are wanting to stand up for homosexual dignity, gay rights, etc., and protecting them from homophobes who do want to bash them and deprive them of their natural dignity and all that kind of thing. That's just a front. The truth of the matter is that the ADL is a Jewish supremacist organization who has a big problem with Christianity and big problem with Christian values and Christian freedoms and all these kinds of things, because Christianity is an enormous barrier to their ancient dream of dominating society and dominating the whole planet their false messiah, the Antichrist.
Ted Pike, can preachers in churches right now be federally charged if they speak what was written in the Bible about homosexuality?
Not in the United States, per se, but in Canada, that's true. Under the ADL's 1971 hate law in Canada, the ADL told Parliament that, this law will only protect homosexuals from violent hate crimes and violent motivated hate speech that results in violent acts of terrorism. But very quickly in Canada, what happened was that the legislatures, the provincial legislatures, the jurists, and so on, what they did was they said, we must protect homosexuals and Jews, etc., not just from physical hate-motivated violence. We need to protect them from verbal violence, words, that demean and hurt and incite to violence. And so what happened in short order in Canada was that the federal hate crimes bill passed in 1971 radiated out to become a speech crime law in Canada. Yes, going to the pulpit and making it a speech crime, a thought crime, a hate crime for a pastor even to quote from the Holy Scriptures. And scriptures such as Romans and Leviticus, which describe homosexuality as an abomination. Now, that's a scenario, that's a pattern, a prophecy of what exactly what is going to happen if we pass ADL's federal hate law here in the United States. Very quickly, federal judges, legislatures, etc., will again broaden this out into a speech crime law, and that will be pointed directly at the pulpits, the talk show hosts, free thinkers and writers of America.
Now, heretofore, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Ted, we have the pastors and the preachers of the various churches around this country now that they're basically 501c3. They're controlled by the IRS in the content of their preaching. You know, we can't get political in the pulpit anymore. We have to be tolerant. We have to be this. We have to be that. If you run afoul of the Fed or the IRS and the Fed operating through the IRS, you can have your tax-exempt status revoked.
Yes, of course, especially if you endorse a political candidate.
Okay, so if we start talking about hot-button political issues, could that not be used against a church?
Well, yes, that is a type of... speech crime, I believe. It's a little different. Lyndon Johnson brought that in back in the early 60s, I believe. And, of course, he was very much involved with ADL and their agenda. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, speech crimes laws are proliferating in the United States. And what we're seeing is even though let's take the ADL's 45 U.S. state hate crimes laws. Ostensibly, they protect our free speech. They say, well, you can't have a hate crime unless you have biased motivation behind some tangible, physical, demonstrable crime. But back in 2004, as you will remember, the ADL, under Lynn Abraham, the district attorney of Philadelphia, went after 11 Christians, the Philly 11, threw them in jail for 21 hours, socked them with huge potential fines, $45,000 and so on, and each. And that was a result of the ADL Pennsylvania hate law. Lynn Abraham just interpreted that very freely and loosely to go after Christians for their speech. And that kind of precedent is being repeated. Governor Schwarzenegger signed SB 777 in Pasadena or Sacramento.
Oh, hold on, Ted. Hold on. You probably can't hear the bumper. Let's pick up with Governor Schwarzenegger when we get back out of this break. I want you to go through slowly about what he's done in California. We'll be right back. Reverend Ted Pike, your website, sir.
Yes, www.truthtellers.org. And maybe I could just put a plug for our new video, which we have at Truth Tellers. We've just come out with a 10-minute, a power-packed video. It's entitled Hateville Lies Exposed. People can go to Truth Tellers. They can watch that immediately. And I encourage people right now, as we are trying to generate opposition to the hate bill that will be coming in perhaps even this week, as widely distribute that powerful video as you possibly can on your website, your blog, Facebook, MySpace, all that kind of places. We need to get the word out that this is a midnight a time in history of the American Republic. We have got to defeat the hate bill one more time in order to save freedom.
Ted, the way this has been put to people, and I'll give you a classic example. Back in the 70s, when the issue was coming about around abortion, it was the argument given that, well, you don't want the government telling you what you can do with your body, right? Well, everybody said, no, including yours truly. Well, no, the government doesn't have a right to tell you what to do with your body. Ergo, well, anything that you do with your body is just fine, cool, and dandy.
Yes.
Okay, well, to some people out there, that might sound like a good plan. But when it's instituted as policy, there's where we start to run into trouble. All the people that are asking you that you must be tolerant, that in order to make sure that we have compliance with tolerance, that you can't criticize that which you disagree with, that's why we have to have hate crime laws. This is why we have to stifle the people that are not tolerant. And what are we not tolerating? Look, folks, I'm going to be perfectly honest and blunt with you. The homosexual lobby in this country, we've seen the more egregious and aggressive through organizations such as GLSEN or Man and Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, where they actually advocated that sexual partners can be, well, as young as you want them to be.
Sure.
Or the homosexual lobby that puts on the gay pride parades in San Francisco. Folks, have you ever seen the gay pride parade footage every year that they hold this? Have you ever seen the footage broadcast on national television? No, you won't. The reason being, it's disgusting. You would immediately reject it and you would become, what? Intolerant. And you would want this shut down. The way they've been selling this, Ted, is that, you know, what difference does it make in this country that a man and a man would want to marry and have the ability to adopt and contract and do all those things that, well, you heterosexual couples have been enjoying? Why are you prejudiced against me? This is how the argument is being sold, and there's a lot of people that heretofore, Ted, that were conservative are now starting to rethink their stance, saying, well, you know, well, that doesn't really affect me.
Sure.
And what it does is it erodes the base of society. Ted, how many times must we say this, that the core of this country, any country, of a civilized society is the family unit. So what do you do in order to flip things upside down and inside out? You attack the family unit.
Absolutely.
You change it.
Yeah. And that's exactly why ADL is pushing these iconoclastic, immoral hate crimes laws, because they break down Christian civilization. They're in competition with Christianity. It's as simple as that. And when you can break down family values, the time-honored Christian traditions, it's an act of war against our Christian heritage, our society, everything our Christian civilization stands for. And that's why one of the first effects of hate crimes laws is to gag pastors in the pulpit from any criticism of homosexuality using the Holy Scriptures as their authority. And we're getting quite a long list now in Canada of outspoken Christians, Reverend Stephen Boysen, Scott Brockie, Hugh Owens, on and on and on now, who are being exhausted in the hate crimes tribunal system for the simple crime, the thought crime, the speech crime of not cooperating with homosexuals or criticizing homosexuals, even in something as minor as a letter to the editor. And this is all a prophetic telescope of what is coming in the United States unless we act now to head off this hate bill. And what I'm doing right now is I'm telling people these members of the House and Senate are going to be in there tomorrow morning taking their oath of office to uphold the Constitution and so on. We need to be there also as the first callers to their offices, letting them know that we take the hate crimes bill very, very seriously. We will not allow them to take away freedom of speech in America. If I could just give the toll-free numbers, I think it's not too early for folks to start calling.
Well, I mean, not tonight, but tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's what I mean, tomorrow morning.
All right.
Yeah, the toll-free number, which is still working very well, is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your member of the House and Senate is 877-851-6437. And if there's any problem with that, there is a toll number. The standard Capitol hotline is 202-225-3121. Again, that toll number, 202 225-3121. In case you don't know your member of the House or the Senate, there's no problem. Just call those numbers, tell the operator you don't know. She will quickly ask you your zip code. You give it to her, and she'll route you right to their offices. And just let them, just make it very clear, please don't vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation in this Congress. They will know what you're talking about.
Is there any assigned bill numbers yet? Or
No. See, that's why I'm being a little obscure about the title. They often change it around. ADL changes from the Hate Crimes Prevention Act into the Matthew Shepard Act and all that kind of thing. We don't know that exactly, but everybody on Capitol Hill knows that a big, big hate bill is coming through with Obama's backing, and that's enough of identification for it.
Ooh, the abomination.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. All right, so folks, let me repeat those numbers again. And this goes right to the Capitol switchboard. If you don't know who your representative is, if you don't know who your state senator is, if you don't know who your Congress critter is, all you got to do is tell them the zip. And by the way, you need to do this. Now, Ted, let me ask you this question. You've been out there for a long time. Are you able to get airtime with your message?
Well, I do with you and other faithful and courageous talk shows, especially on alternative talk radio, but certainly not in mainstream media. On the other hand, I do influence Christian conservative New Right organizations. They get my emails, and oftentimes I get the scoop on when these bills are put in and crucial information, and very quickly they pick up on it. Our National Prayer Network's the Truth Tellers website is having a profound and very large influence nationally and internationally, but sometimes I'm not quite respectable enough to get in with the established evangelical and conservative leaders because I speak the whole truth about where this hate crimes legislation is coming from, and that's from basically a Jewish supremacist organization, the Anti-Defamation League.
It, you know, you tell people, you know, Ted, in this country, we have a lot of rubber raincoated people anymore. You know, we used to make jokes about this. You know, if you see a rubber raincoated individual hanging out on a street corner near your school, chances are he might be a pervert. But now we are tracking and tracing the perverts, of which we seem to be making crops of these people every year. And, pornography, you know, that's a private thing. That's protected speech under the aegis here and the guidance of the Supreme Court of the United States. And we are becoming Rome's Caligula, or the Caligula of Rome. You know, I guess this guy wanted to marry his horse or put it in a senate or whatever. So we have a bunch of people that are going into perversion land out there, and we're wondering why there's so many weird people doing so many weird things to other people. And one of the biggest people behind the porn industry is, guess what? Coming right out of Israel.
Absolutely.
I mean, folks, and if you say to people, well, you know, Israel is not necessarily a holy land. These people are quite satisfied to have McDonald's on one street corner and a XXX movie theater on the other. That's blasphemous. You're anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Israel is the holy land. Is certainly not. And people had better come to grips with who is pushing whose buttons with what agenda, where liberalism or progressive thought and any restraint to any conservatism, anything left, where it's coming from and where the attacks are coming from. And
yes,
these people, Ted, that do not want to touch this are at best silly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do have an article at my website probably a year and a half ago or so. It's called Jews in the Pornography Industry. And I do quote Al Goldstein, who was one of the most infamous pornographers of the last half of the 20th century. And Al Goldstein very frankly states that the primary reason he went into pornography as a religious Zionist-supporting Jew was to trash Christianity, was to shaft Christianity and destroy Christian civilization from within. And this very powerful article goes into enormous documentation. This is at truthtellers.org, and you can see how that literally for at least the past century there have been Jewish brothels in South America, Europe, and so on, who literally, with the blessing of the synagogue, involved in prostitution and gave healthy tithes to the synagogue, and actually had recesses during Jewish high holy days, so the Jewish prostitutes and pimps could go and worship in synagogue. Now, this stuff is coming straight to us out of the Anti-Defamation League, who is rabidly pro-homosexual, anti-Christian, and they have a massive influence in the educational system in the United States through all kinds of programs to brainwash teachers, elementary and secondary teachers in the United States by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, to support tolerance for homosexuality in a classroom.
Tolerance is nothing but a buzzword as to you do not resist of the transformation of your culture. That's what tolerance is to them. And they're going to push this thing to the wall. And Ted, let me be kind when I say this. And you are well-versed in this and well-studied. When I tell people, where do you think socialism and communism came from? Where do you think the funny money, fractionalized reserve, interest system, international gangsters came from?
Yes.
Jewish. Who controls the major holdings in the communications companies in this country? Jewish.
Yes.
And when you say that, some people will rail against it. Well, you're an anti-Semite.
Yes.
You're an anti-Semite. And I want to make it perfectly clear. When I talk about this subject matter, I am not a Jew hater. I don't hate blacks. I don't hate Chinese. I don't hate Vietnamese. I don't hate Buddhists. I don't hate Mongols. I don't hate Indians. I don't hate. What I do hate is those that want to destroy the culture and the sanity and the restraint in this country.
Yes.
And Ted, the Zionist agenda continues. If people cannot make the distinction, And I've had and I want to make an announcement here. We were talking about this here in the network this morning. I came in early. For you people out there that cannot distinguish between Jewish and Zionism, don't bother me. Because what I don't want is people, well, we need to just kill all the Jews and that'll do the problem. No. Ted, can you speak to that issue?
Well, absolutely. As with homosexuals, the whole impulse of the Christian is to speak the whole truth, especially the truth of the gospel, the truth of God's law through the scriptures, so that these misguided people might turn to the light of Jesus Christ, and we might help Christ to save their eternal soul. And God looks down and He wants and he yearns to save the homosexual soul. And I would love to witness and talk to Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League and explain to him the magnitude of the error of his ways and the fact that he's going to have to stand before an almighty God and give an account for every perverse decision he's ever made in his life. I'd love to see Abraham Foxman fall on his knees and repent and become restored and enlightened as a follower of the true Messiah,
Ted,
that he has so misguidedly persecuted.
Ted,
now, you see, we're motivated out of love, but we are also motivated out of righteous indignation and anger and hatred of sin and evil, especially the kind of corruptive evil of the magnitude that ADL is involved in, or the homosexuals are involved in. This is not hate. This is not perverted bias or prejudice that is not without any rational foundation. We are striving to save young boys from homosexuality. We're striving to save the Palestinians from further depredations by the Zionist Nazi war machine. We are striving for humanitarian purposes, and the greatest goal I have right now is to save our precious First Amendment free speech by holding back this evil, juggernaut of the hate bill. And as I'm reminding you again, folks, this hate bill could come sailing through both the House and the Senate faster than anyone would have dreamed, because the heads, the liberal Democrat heads of both the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, do not have to hold hearings. In literally hours, they can have that on the floor of the House and the Senate.
Ted, I got to go to break. Let me bring you back on the other side for the short segment. You know, I just got a mental picture here, a little video just ran through my head. You being in Abe Foxman's office at the ADL, him sitting behind his desk, you witnessing to him, and this kept flashing through my head.
I'm melting.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Those toll-free numbers for your Congress critters in Washington, D.C., folks, and get on the horn tomorrow. No matter where you are in the country, just remember all these critters, they work by Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what time they roll into their offices. Somewhere, they're usually on the House floor, and they open for business around 10 o'clock. So I think it's safe to say that if you call, start calling at 9 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, using one of two numbers, 877-851-6437. Or if you want to spend your own dime, 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. I got off track here. What about Governor Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yes. We were talking about hate laws. The proponents of hate laws sell the idea to legislators that there are strict protections on free speech built into hate crimes laws. That's nonsense. The hate crimes laws naturally go toward broadening out and becoming more theoretical and unrestrained by any kind of legal checks and balances. And we see that in California. This last year, Governor Schwarzenegger signed SB 777, which made it a crime in the state of California in their public schools to criticize homosexuality. If a student criticized a homosexual, he could be expelled. If a teacher criticized homosexuality, they could be fired.
You're a student and you criticized your homosexual teacher, you could be banned.
Absolutely. And also they could be subject to lawsuits by the offended homosexual student, you see. And that's created quite an uproar there. Similarly, I should mention over in Colorado, several months ago, Governor Bill Ritter signed into law a speech crime law directed toward the businesses of Colorado, saying that they could not criticize homosexuality in their literature as part of their business and receive any kind of tolerance from the state of Colorado. So here's an example of how people, simply by being biblical Christians, become criminals, even in the states right now, even though they have not violated any kind of a law. And this is a powerful reminder that even though the proponents of the hate bill says it only wants to protect homosexuals from violent crime, don't believe that. That's nonsense. It didn't work in Canada. It's not going to work in here. Instead, this law will widen into a speech crime law, making pastors, talk show hosts, anyone, even people on the street corner who criticize Zionism or homosexuality, into speech criminals.
A caller had called in and asked, and by the way, before we run out of time here, the website for Reverend Ted Pike is www.whtt.org, standing for, of course, We Hold These Truths.
No, it isn't. It's Truth Tellers. Truthtellers.org.
My error.
Chuck Carlson. That's
yeah.
Chuck Carlson.
Yeah. How many times have I had you on this program? All right. We're out of time, Ted, and we're a caller to ask to cover how hate crime legislation will affect historians and people like Mike Piper and RBN. The short answer to that, it won't.
Yes.
They're gonna have to hold a gun to my head here at this network if they think that I cannot rebel against those that are rebellious and want to change the culture in our society. They might as well just shoot me because I'll never shut up about it.
Same here.
All right. Ted Pike, thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
All right. You take care. All right, folks. Those numbers, 877-851-6437, 202-225-3121. Stay tuned for Robbie Noel, The Flip Side, coming up. And tomorrow, Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel, John Stadtmiller, on Tuesday.